Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Hi, this is hello, this is Amin Yasir Muhammad calling from our show, The Good Life, Holy Quran and Sister Claire Muhammad Education Hour. Alhamdulillah. All right, bro. And we have started a practice of reading one juz a day. Today is the 24th day of Shawwal. So we are going to start on page 1190, section 4, Az-Zumar, alhamdulillah. So all praises be to Allah. And we're going to start off doing the best we can. All praises be to Allah. So, who then, I'm on page 1190, who then does more wrong than one who utters a lie concerning Allah and rejects the truth when it comes to him? Is there not in hell an abode for the blasphemers? See what we have here. Who then does more wrong than one who utters a lie concerning Allah and rejects the truth when it comes to him? Is there not in hell an abode for the blasphemers? One thing here. Is there not in hell and abode for blasphemers? And he who brings the truth and he who converts is supported. Such are the men who do right. They shall have all that they wish for in the presence of their Lord. Such is the reward of those who do good, so that Allah will turn off from them even the worst in their deeds and give them their reward according to the best of what they have done. Is not Allah enough for his servant? But they try to frighten thee with other gods besides him. But such as Allah leads astray, there can be no guide. And such as Allah doth guide, there can be none to lead astray. Is not Allah exalted in power, able to enforce his will, Lord of retribution? If indeed thou ask them who it is that created the heavens and the earth, they would be sure to say Allah. For see you then the things that ye invoke besides Allah, then they, if Allah will some penalty for me, remove his penalty, or if he will some grace for me, and they keep back his grace, say sufficient is Allah for me. In him trust those who put their trust. Say, O my people, do whatever you can, I will do my part, but soon will you know who it is to whom comes the penalty of ignominy, and whom the sins of penalty that abide. Verily we have revealed the book to thee in truth for instructing mankind. He then that receives guidance benefits his own soul, but he that strays injures his own soul. Nor art thou set over them to dispose of their affairs. It is Allah that takes the souls of men at death. Those that die not, he takes during their sleep. Those on whom he has passed the decree of death, he keeps back from returning to life. But the rest he sent. But the rest he sends to their bodies for a term appointed. Verily, in this are signs for those who reflect. What do they take for intercessors, others besides Allah? Say, even if they have no power whatever and no intelligence, say, to Allah belongs exclusively the right to grant intercession To him belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth. In the end, it is to him that ye shall be brought back. When Allah, the one and only, is mentioned, the hearts of those who believe not in the hereafter are filled with disgust and horror. When other gods other than he are mentioned, behold, they are filled with joy. Say, O Allah, greater the heavens and the earth, nor of all that is hidden and open. It is thou that will judge between thy servants and those matters about which they have differed. Even if the wrongdoers had all that there is on earth, and as much more, in vain would they offer it for ransom from the pain of the penalty on the day of judgment. Thing will confront them from Allah, which they could never have counted upon. For the evils of their deeds will confront them, and they will be completely encircled by that which they used to mock at. Now, when trouble touches man, he cries to us, and when we bestow a favor upon him, as from ourselves, he says, this has been given to me because of a certain knowledge I have. Nay, but this is but a trial, but most of them understand not. Thus did the generation before them say, but all that they did was no profit to them. Nay, the evil results of their deeds overtook them, and the wrongdoers of this generation, the evil results of their deeds will soon overtake them too. They will never be able to frustrate our plan. Know they not that Allah enlarges the provision or restricts it for any he pleases? Verily, in this are signs for those who believe. Say, O my servants, who have transgressed against their souls, despair not the mercy of Allah, for Allah forgives all sins, for he is all forgiving, most merciful. Turn ye to your Lord in repentance and bow to his will before the penalty comes on you. After that, ye should not be helped. And follow the best of the course revealed to you from your Lord before the penalty comes on you, or sudden while you perceive not. Lest the soul should then say, oh, woe is me, and that I neglected my duty towards Allah and was but among those. Alhamdulillah. Or lest it should say, if only Allah had guided me, I should certainly have been among the righteous. Or lest it should say, but it actually sees the penalty, if only I had another chance, I should certainly be among those who do good. The reply will be, nay, but there came to thee my sides, and thou didst reject them. Thou wast haughty, and became one of those who reject faith. In the day of judgment, wilt thou see those who told lies against Allah? Their faces will be turned black. If they're not in hell and abode for the haughty, but Allah will deliver the righteous to their place of salvation. No evil shall touch them, nor shall they grieve. Allah is the creator of all things. He is the guardian, disposer of all affairs. Alhamdulillah. To him belong the keys of the heavens and the earth, and those who reject the signs of Allah, it is they who will be in loss. Say, is it someone other than Allah that ye ordered me to worship, O ye ignorant ones? But it has already been revealed to thee, as it was to those before thee, if thou were to join gods with Allah, truly fruitless would be the work in life, and thou will surely be in the ranks of those who lose all spiritual good. Nay, but worship Allah and be of those who give thanks. No just estimate have they made of Allah, such as is due to him on the day of judgment. The whole of the earth will be but his handful, and the heavens will be rolled up in his right hand. Glory to him, high as he above, part as they attribute to him. The trumpet will just be sounded when all that are in the heavens and on earth will swoon, except such as it will please Allah to exempt. Then will a second one be sounded when, behold, they will be standing and looking on. And the earth will shine with the glory of its Lord. The record of deeds will be placed open. The prophets and the witness will be brought forward. and a just decision pronounced between them. They will not be wronged in the least. To every soul will be paid in full the fruit of its deeds, and Allah knoweth best all that they do. The unbelievers will be led to hell in crowds until when they arrive there, and gates will be opened. And his keepers will say, did not messengers come to you for yourselves, rehearsing to you the signs of your Lord, and warning you of the meeting of this day of yours? The answer will be true, but the decree of punishment has been proved true against the unbelievers. To them will be said, enter ye the gates of hell, is where they're in, and evil is this, the bold and the arrogant. Those who fear the Lord will be led to the garden in crowds, until behold, they arrive there. His gates will be open, and his keepers will say, peace be upon you. Well have ye done, enter ye here, is well therein. They will say, praise be to Allah, who has truly fulfilled his promise to us and has given us this land inheritance. We can dwell in the garden as we will. How excellent a reward for those who work righteousness. Thou wilt see the angels surrounding the throne divine on all sides, singing glory and praise to the Lord. Alhamdulillah. The decision between them at judgment will be in perfect justice. And the cry on all sides will be praise be to Allah, the Lord of the world. Alhamdulillah. We're introduction to Surah 40. Ghafir al-Muminun. Ghafir or al-Muminun. Believer. The forgiver of the believer. Page 12. Ameen. The revelation of this book is from Allah, exalted and powerful of knowledge. Who forgiveth sin and accepteth repentance, restricted punishment, and hath a long reach in all things. There is no God but He. To Him is the final goal. None can dispute about the signs of Allah. The unbelievers, let not then the strutting about the land deceive thee. But there were people before them who denied the signs, people of Noah, and the confederates of evil after them. Alhamdulillah. Just give me a second, brothers and sisters. Lord, and the Confederates, page 1206 of the Holy Quran, Surah 40, Al-Ghafir, and the Confederates of evil after them, and every people plot against their prophet to seize him and dispute it by means of vanities. Therewith to condemn the truth, but it was I that seized them. How terrible was my requital! Thus was the decree of thy Lord proved true against the unbelievers, that truly they are companions of the fire. Those who sustain the throne of Allah and those around it have seen glory and praise to their Lord. Believe in Him and implore forgiveness for those who believe. Our Lord, thy reach is over all things in mercy and knowledge. Forgive then those who turn to repentance and follow thy path. Preserve them from the penalty of the blazing fire. And grant, our Lord, that they enter the garden of eternity, which thou hast promised to them, to the righteous, among their fathers, their wives, and their posterity. For thou art He, exalted in might, full of wisdom. Preserve them from all ills, and any whom thou dost preserve from the ills that day, on them will thou have bestowed mercy indeed, and that will be truly for them the highest achievement. The unbelievers will be addressed. Greater was the aversion of Allah to you than is your aversion to yourselves, seeing that ye were called to the faith and used to refuse. They will say, our Lord, twice hast thou made us without life, and twice hast thou given us life. Now have we recognized our sins. Is there any way out of this? The answer will be, this is because when Allah was invoked as the only object of worship, he did reject faith. But when partners were joined to him, we believe. The command is with Allah, most high, most great. He it is who showeth you his signs and sendeth down sustenance for you from the sky. But only those receive admonition who turn to Allah. Call ye then upon Allah with sincere devotion to him, even though the unbelievers may detest it. Raised high above ranks or degrees, he is the Lord of the throne of authority. By his command doth he send the spirit of inspiration to any of his servants that he pleases, that it may be alhamdulillah. The day when they will all come forth to Shaitan Rajim, to any of his servants that he pleases, that it may warn men of the day of mutual meeting, the day whereon they will all come forth. Not a single thing concerning them is hidden from Allah. Whose will be the dominion of that day? That of Allah, the one, the irresistible. That day will every soul be requited for that it earned, for what it earned. No injustice will there be that day, for Allah is swift in taking account. Warn them of the day that is ever drawing near, when the hearts will come right up to the throats to choke them. No intimate friend, no intercessor will be the wrongdoers. Who could be listened to? I'm on page 1210. Allah knows of the tricks that deceive with the eyes and all that the hearts of men conceal. And Allah will judge with justice and truth, but those whom men invoke besides him will not be in a position to judge at all. Verily, it is Allah alone who hears and sees all things. I'm at section 3, number 21. Okay, praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. We did not travel through the land. We did not travel through the earth and see what was the end of those before them. They were even superior to them in strength and in the traces they have left in the land. But Allah did call them to account for their deeds, and none had they to defend them against Allah. That was because there came to them their messengers with clear signs. But they rejected them, so Allah called them to account, for he is full of strength, strict in punishment. Of old we sent Moses with our signs and authority manifest to Pharaoh, Haman, and Karun, but they called him a sorcerer, telling lies. Now when he came to them in truth to us, they said, slay the sons of those who believe with him to keep alive their females, but the plots of unbelievers end in nothing but errors and delusions. Said Pharaoh, leave me to slay Moses. Let him call on his Lord. What I fear is lest he should change your religion, or lest he should cause mischief to appear in the land. Moses said, I have indeed called upon my Lord and your Lord for protection from every arrogant one who believes not in the day of account. I'm on page, section 4, on page 1213-28, a believer, a man from among the people of Pharaoh who had concealed his face, said, will ye say a man because he says, my Lord is Allah, when he has indeed come to you for clear signs from your Lord? And if he be a liar, on him is the sin of his lie. But if he will tell the truth, there will fall on you something of the calamity of which he warned you. truly Allah guides not one who transgresses and lies. O my people, yours is dominion this day. Ye have the upper hand in the land, but who will help us from the punishment of Allah should it befall us? Pharaoh said, I but point out to you that which I see myself, nor do I guide you but to the path of right. It says the man who believe, O my people, truly I do fear for you something like the day of disaster of the Confederates in sin, something like the fate of the people of Noah, the Ad and Thamud, and those who came after them. But Allah never wishes injustice to his servants. And O my people, I fear for you a day, and there will be a mutual calling and wailing, a day when ye shall turn to the light, Meshach. A day when ye shall turn your back and flee, no defender shall ye have from Allah. And any whom Allah leads to serve, that there is none to guide. And to you there came Joseph in times gone by with clear signs, but ye seize not to doubt of the mission for which he had come at length. When he died, he said, no messenger will Allah send after him. Thus doth Allah lead to stray such as transgresses and lives in doubt, such as dispute about the signs of Allah without any authority. They have reached them grievous and odious is such conduct in the sight of Allah and of the believers. Thus doth Allah set up every heart of arrogant and obstinate transgressors. Alhamdulillah. Pharaoh said, "Allahu Akbar." Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah, I'm on page 1215, 1215. I'm right here, number 36. Pharaoh said to Haman, build me a lofty palace that I may attain the ways and means. Number 37, the ways and means of reaching the heavens that I may mount up to the God of Moses. But as far as I'm concerned, I think Moses is a liar. Thus was made alluring in Pharaoh's eyes the evil of his deeds. And he was hindered from the path, and the plot of Pharaoh led to nothing but perdition for him. I'm at section 5, number 38, ayat 38, on page 1216. The man who believes said further, O my people, follow me. I will lead you to the path of right. This life of the present is nothing but temporary convenience. It is the hereafter that is the home that will last. He that works evil will not be requited, but by the light thereof. And he that works a righteous deed, whether man or woman, and is a believer, such will enter the garden of bliss therein. They will have such abundance without measure. And oh, my people, how strange it is for me to call you to salvation while ye call me to the fire. Ye do call upon me to blaspheme against Allah and to join with him, partners of whom I have no knowledge, but I will call you to the exalted in power who forgives again and again. Without doubt, ye do call me to one who is not fit to be called to, whether in this world or in the hereafter. Our return will be to Allah, and the transgressors will be the fans of the fire. Let me show you. Soon will you remember what I say to you now. My own affair I commit to Allah, for Allah ever watches over his servant. Then Allah saved him from every ill that they plotted against him, but the brunt of the penalty encompassed on all sides the people of Pharaoh. In front of the fire will they be brought morning and evening, and the sentence will be on the day that the judgment will be established. Cast ye the people of Pharaoh into the severest penalty. Behold, they will dispute with each other in the fire. The weak ones who follow will say to those who had been arrogant, we but followed you. Can ye then take on yourselves from us some share of the fire? Those who had been arrogant will say, we are all in this fire truly Allah has judged between his servants. Those in the fire will say to the keepers of hell, pray to your Lord to lighten us the penalty for a day that at least. They will say, did there not come to you your message with clear signs? They will say, yes. They will reply, then pray as you like. But the prayer of those without faith is nothing but futile wandering in mazes of error. That's section 6 at the bottom there, number 51. Brother, you want to pick it up right there?
If you don't mind, go ahead. I'm just listening. If you don't mind, because after Salat, you know, I was just listening to Iron and interacting with Iron, you know, and then, so I haven't even got back up after I make the Salat. So I'm just listening, if you don't mind.
Okay, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. We will, without doubt, help our messengers and those who believe, both in this world's life and on the day when the witnesses will stand forth. The day when no profit will it be to wrongdoers to present their excuses, but they will only have the curse and the home of misery. We did after time give Moses the book of guidance, and we gave the book in inheritance to the children of Israel, a guide and a message to men of understanding. Patiently then persevere for the promise of Allah's truth, and ask forgiveness for thy fault, and celebrate the praise of thy Lord in the evening and in the morning. Those who dispute about the signs of Allah without any authority bestowed on them, there's nothing in their breasts but the quest of greatness, which they shall never attain to. Seek refuge then in Allah. It is He who sees and hears all things. Assuredly, the creation of the heavens and the earth is a greater matter than the creation of men. Yet most men understand not. Not equal are the blind and those who clearly see, nor are equal those who believe and work deeds of righteousness and those who do evil. Little do ye learn by admonition. The hour will certainly come therein. The hour will certainly come therein. Therein is no doubt that most men believe not. And your Lord says, call on me. I will answer your prayer. But those who are too arrogant to serve me will surely find themselves in hell in humiliation. Like me said, I'm on page section 7. It is Allah who has made the night for you, that you may rest therein in the day as that which helps you to seek. Really, Allah is full of grace and bounty to men, yet most men give no thanks. Such is Allah, your Lord and creator of all things. There is no God but He. Then how are ye deluded away from the truth? Thus are deluded those who are wont to reject the signs of Allah. It is Allah who has made for you the earth as a resting place and the sky as a canopy, and has given you shape and made your shapes beautiful, and has provided for you sustenance of things pure and good. Such is Allah, your Lord. So glory to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. He is the living one. There is no God but He. Call upon Him and give Him sincere devotion. Praise be to Allah, Lord of the world. Say, I have been forbidden to invoke those whom ye invoke besides Allah, saying that the clear signs have come to me from my Lord, and I have been commanded to bow in Islam to the Lord of the worlds. It is He who has created you from dust, then from a sperm drop, then from a leech-like clot. Then does He get you out into the light as a child, then lets you grow and reach your age at full strength, then lets you become old, though of you there are some who die before, and let you reach a term appointed in order that ye may learn wisdom. It is He who gives life and death, and when He decides upon an affair, He says to it, be, and it is. These are not those that dispute concerning the signs of Allah. How are they turned away from reality? Those who reject the book and the revelations with which we send our messages, but soon shall ye know when the yoke shall be round their necks and the chain shall, then they shall be dragged along in the boiling fed it fluid, then in the fire shall they be burned. Then shall it be said to them, where are the deities to which ye gave part worship? Like the derogation of Allah. I'm on number 74, Al-Ghafir, Surah 40, page 1225. In derogation of Allah, they will reply, they have left us in the lurch. Nay, we invoke not of old anything that had real existence. Thus does Allah lead the unbelievers astray. That was because ye were wont to rejoice on the earth in things other than Allah. That was because ye were wont to rejoice on the earth in things other than the truth, and that ye were wont to be insolent. Enter ye the gates of hell to dwell therein, and evil is this abode of the arrogant. So persevere in patience, for the promise of Allah is true. Whether we show thee in this life some part of what we promised them, or we take thy soul to our mercy before that, in any case, it is to us that they shall all return. We did aforetime send messages before thee of them. There are some whose story we have related to thee, and some whose story we have not related to thee. It was not possible for any message to bring a sign except by the leave of Allah. But when the command of Allah issued, the matter was decided in truth and justice, and there perished there and then those who stood on falsehoods. The Allah who has made cattle for you, that ye may use some for riding and some for food. And there are other advantage in them for you besides, that ye may through them attain to any need there may be in your hearts, and on them and on ships ye are carried. And he shows you always his signs, that which of the signs of Allah will ye deny? We did not travel through the earth and see what was the end of those before them. They were more numerous than these and superior in strength, and in the traces they have left in the land. Yet all that they accomplished was of no profit to them. For when their messages came to them with clear signs, they exalted in such knowledge and skill as they had, but that very wrath at which they were wont to scoff hemmed them in. But when they saw our punishment, they said, we believe in Allah, the one God, and we rejected the partners we used to join with him. And the professing the faith, when they actually saw our punishment, was not going to profit them, such as has been Allah's way of dealing with his servants from the most ancient times. And even thus did the rejectors of Allah perish utterly. Okay, I'm starting a new surah, chapter. I'm on page 1230, 1230, Al-Fusilat, the expounded, or Hameen. Right there, one. Let me see where we go. 1231. Alhamdulillah. Al-Fusilat, Hameen, Wallah Meshach Al-Rajim. A revelation from Allah, most gracious, most merciful. A book wherein the verses are explained. Wallah Meshach, a book whereof the verses are explained in detail, a Quran in Arabic for people who understand, giving good news and admonition, yet most turn away. And so they hear not. They say our hearts are under veil, concealed from that to which thou hast thus invited us, and in our ears is a deepness between us and thee. is a screen. So do thou then. So do thou. Is a screen who do. So do thou that which thou. Let me start that over. They say our hearts are under veils and concealed from that to which thou dost invite us. And in our ears is the deepness, and between us and thee is a screen. So do thou what thou wilt. For us we shall do what we will. Say thou, I am but a man like you. It is revealed to me by inspiration that your God is one God. So stand true to him and ask for his forgiveness. And woe to those who join gods with the law, those who practice not regular charity and who even deny the hereafter. For those who believe and work righteous, will I miss your tenderness? For those who believe and work deeds of righteousness, it is the reward that will never fail. Say, is it that ye deny him who created the earth in 2 days? And do ye join equal with him? He is the Lord of all the worlds. He set on the earth mountains standing firm, high above it, and bestowed blessings on the earth, and measured therein all things to give them nourishment in due proportion in 4 days, in accordance with needs of those who seek sustenance. Moreover, he comprehended in his design the sky, and it had been as smoke. He said to it and to the earth, come ye together willingly or unwillingly. They said, we do come together in willing obedience. So he completed them as 7 firmaments in 2 days, and he assigned to each heaven its duty and command. And we adorned the lower heavens with light and provided it with guard. Such is the decree of him exalted in might, full of knowledge. But if they turn away, say thou, I have warned you of a stunning punishment as of thunder and lightning, like that which overtook the Ad and Thamud. Behold, the messengers came to them from before them and behind them, preaching, serve none but Allah. They said, if our Lord had so pleased, he would certainly have sent down angels to preach. Now we reject your mission altogether. Now the Ad behaved arrogantly through the land against all truth and reason, and said, who is superior to us in strength? What did they not see that Allah, who created them, was superior to them in strength? But they continued to reject our sign. So we sent against them a fierce wind through days of disasters, that we might give them a taste of a penalty of humiliation in this life, but the penalty of the hereafter will be more humiliating still, and they will find no help. And to the Thamud we gave them guidance, and they preferred blindness of heart to guidance. So the stunning punishment of humiliation seized them because of what they had earned. But we live with those who believe and practice righteousness on the day that the enemies of Allah will be gathered together to the fire. They will be marched in ranks. At length, when they reach the fire, their hearing, their sight, and their skins will bear witness against them as to all their deeds. They will say to their skins, why bear you witness against us? They will say, Allah hath given us speech. He who giveth speech to everything. He created you for the first time, and unto him were ye to return. Ye did seek to hide yourself, but your hearing, your sight, and your skin should bear witness against you. But ye did think that Allah knows not many of the things that ye used to do. Alhamdulillah. Let me read that again. Ye did not seek to hide yourself, but lest your hearing, your sight, and your skin should bear witness against you. But ye did think that Allah knew not many of the things that you used to do. But this thought of yours, which you did entertain concerning your Lord, has brought you to destruction. And now have ye become of those utterly lost. If then they have patience, the fire will be a home for them. But if they beg to be received unto favor, into favor, will they not then be received? And we have destined for them intimate companions of light nature, who made alluring to them what was before them and behind them, and the sins among the previous generations of jinns and men who have passed away is proved against them, for they are utterly lost. The unbelievers say, listen not to this Quran, but talk at random in the midst of its reading, that ye may gain the upper hand of the blind mission. But we will certainly give the unbelievers a taste of severe penalty, and we will requite them for the worst of their deeds, such as the acquittal of the enemies of Allah. The fire therein will be for them the eternal home, a fit requital for that they were wont to reject our side. And the unbelievers will say, our Lord, show us those among jinns and men who misled us. We shall crush them beneath our feet so that they become the vilest before all. In the case of those who say, our Lord is Allah, and further stand straight and stand steadfast, the angels descend on them from time to time. Fear ye not, they suggest, nor grieve, but receive the glad tidings of the garden of bliss, that which ye were promised. We are your protectors in this life and in the hereafter. Therein shall ye have all that your soul shall desire. Therein shall ye have all that ye ask for. A hospitable gift from one who forgives most merciful. I'm on page 1238, section 5. Who is better in speech than one who calls men to Allah, works righteousness, and says, I am of those who bow in Islam. Nor can goodness and evil be equal. Repel evil with what is better. Then will be between them and thee was hatred. Nor can goodness and evil be equal. Repel evil with what is better. Then will he between whom and thee was hatred become, as it were, thy friend and intimate. And no one will be granted such goodness except those who exercise patience and self-restraint. None but persons of the greatest good fortune. And if any at any time an excitement to discord is made to thee by the evil one, such refuge in Allah, he is the one who hears and knows all things. I'm going to read that again. And if at any time an excitement to discord is made to thee by the evil one, seek refuge in Allah. He is the one who hears and knows all things. Among his signs are the night and the day and the sun and the moon. Adore not the sun and the moon, but adore Allah who created them. It is him you wish to serve. I like that. Among his signs are the night and the day and the sun and the moon. Adore not the sun and the moon, but adore Allah who created them. If it is him you wish to serve. That is Surah 41, number ayat 37. And we want to discuss Fauci this morning a little bit, because he's the one who had a big bearing on our life. And we will discuss also Biden. So I'm just writing this down. But if the unbelievers are arrogant, no matter... For in the presence of thy Lord are those who celebrate his praises by night and by day, and they never flag nor feel themselves above it. And among his signs is this, thou seest the earth barren and desolate, but when we send down rain to it, it is stirred to life and yields increase. Truly, he who gives life to the dead earth can surely give life to men who are dead, for he has power over all things. Those who pervert the truth and our signs are not hidden from us. Which is better, he that is cast into the fire, or he that comes safe through on the day of judgment? Do what ye will, verily he seeth clearly all that ye do. Those who reject the message when it comes to them are not hidden from us, and indeed it is a book of exalted power. No falsehood can approach it from before or behind it. It is sent down by one full of wisdom, words of hundred, like he's talking about the book. Those who reject the message when it comes to them, it's your turn. Those who, I'm on page 1240-41. Those who reject the message when it comes to them are not hidden from us, and indeed it is a book of exalted power. No falsehood can approach it from before or behind it. It is sent down by one full of wisdom, word of all. Nothing is said to thee that was not said to the message before thee, that thy Lord has at his command all forgiveness, as well as a most grievous penalty. Have we sent this as the Quran in a language other than Arabic, they would have said, why are not his verses explained in detail? But a book not in Arabic and a messenger in Arab, say it is a guide and a healing to those who believe. And for those who believe not, there is a deepness in their ears, and it is blindness in their eyes. They are, as it were, being called from a place far distant. We certainly gave Moses the book after time, but disputes arose therein. Had it not been for a word that went forth before from thy Lord, their differences would have been settled between them. But they remain in suspicious, disquieting doubt therein. Whoever works righteousness benefits his own soul. Whoever works evil, it is against his own soul. Nor is thy Lord ever unjust in the least to his servants. To him is referred the knowledge of the hour of judgment. All no date fruit comes out of its sheath, nor does a female conceive within her womb, nor bring forth young. But by his knowledge, the day that Allah will propound to them the question, where are the partners ye attributed to me? They will say, we do assure thee, not one of us can bear witness. Alhamdulillah, we have just read number 24 of Shawwal. And we finished. What time is it? 5:51. It took us approximately 50 minutes to read that. Alhamdulillah. And all praise be to Allah. The website is going good. My brother gives me updates. The brother is very, very professional and a good Muslim too, because he lets me know what's going on. The website is coming along real good. Praise be to Allah. Let's see what we got here. Yeah. Assalamu alaikum, brother Rashad. How you doing?
Yes, sir. Well, look at my friend. Oh, pretty good. Alhamdulillah. How about yourself?
Pretty good, brother. What I had been doing, I guess I wasn't drinking enough coffee, but I can't drink too much coffee. But what I was doing, man, I'd be so tired, so sleepy. And between the medication, I guess that's always been my problem. Even before we started getting up reading, I was complaining to my doctor about the dosage because this high blood pressure, hypertension medicine was zonking me, you know? And I would nod out. And I was tutoring this kid at school, and I was just falling asleep, and I couldn't keep my eyes open. And he was just watching, and alhamdulillah. So the website is really the showcase. I'm seeing how important the website is. And Brother Mubashir, he's so great. I was thinking about putting a prayer schedule on the website too. As another page. Yeah, let me write that down. And that way a believer could come right to a calendar, a prayer schedule. And I'll put that on there, and a prayer schedule, so a believer can come to the site. It's going to be, you know, the site is going to be a believer site, you know. So the reason I say that is because I consult the Muslim calendar. See, today is the 24th of Shawwal, the 24th, and accordance with the like the Ramadan schedule, 30 days, each month is 30 days or so. And then, you know, this is how we pick up our reading, you know. And, yeah, I guess the brothers was wondering, yes, I got a phone call, because, man, I'm out of it, man. And I wasn't really feeling that up. But I know this reading here is very, very spiritual, very, very good thing, you know. So we know we're on the right. It's a good feeling when you know you're on the right track. You know you're doing the right thing. In other words, you know you're doing the best thing that anyone in the world would know, that we're getting up and we're reading 1/30 of the Holy Quran together. You know what I mean? The Holy Quran. If we're believers, you know. So I've been seeing a lot in the news lately, just when I got up, about Dr. Fauci. So what's happening with Dr. Fauci, Rashad? What's going on?
Well, everything I know is what, you know, they say, you know, but what is they're talking about is that at one time, during the initial beginning of the pandemic, you know, he was saying that, you know, masks were not necessary, you know, to always have on. And so, of course, now he says, you know, that they are necessary, you know. But he says, and so they're trying to accuse him of being deceptive or, you know, hypocritical or, you know, giving out false information. However, you know, he just explains it, you know, which is kind of natural, and that, you know, his opinion changed as more information about the nature and characteristics of the disease began to be manifest, you know. But, you know, with limited information, you know, he gave an opinion. But, you know, now that, you know, more information about the nature of the disease and how it travels, you know, from one person to another, you know, so the opinion changed about how to deal with it, you know, based on additional information. That sounds logical, you know. So I don't think he just was, you know, being evil and changing his mind, being a hypocrite and all that, man, because you didn't know what was going on at first, you know, like anything, man, like with AIDS. Way back then, people didn't know what was happening, you know, people didn't know what to think about it, or, you know, even saying it's this and that and that until more information came out about it.
Well, brother,
it's just like in the progression of any disease, you know, when you get information, more information about it, then you can act more intelligently and you have more facts about it, you know.
Well,
no.
My sister had COVID.
my niece, my great niece, a friend of the family, an old lady, 80-something years old, or she had it, a friend of the family, my daughter's a friend of Leah, her mother had it, and the daughter caught it. None of them died. You know, just like every year or so, we got the flu. And that flu was kicking our butt, man. We were just, oh, man. Fever, coughing, nose running, all kinds of stuff. So, I don't know, but I don't know. I know it shut down. I know it gave the banks and stuff a reason to shut down this whole economy. A lot of stuff was lost. You know what I mean? A lot of real estate property, a lot of businesses went out of business, and they sold, and the businesses were actually sold to people. I don't know, brother.
Well, that's something different in terms of shutting down the country. You know, probably some of the things, you know, might have went to the extreme, but if you look at what happened with Brazil is an example. When this thing was first developing and spreading, you know, the president of Brazil, man, he said that, you know, this is really nothing to be concerned about. You know, he kept on having meetings and, you know, going in public without masks and not encouraging people to even wear masks or even be too concerned about it. You know, as if it was just, you know, just a another light phase of a cold, you know. Just, you know, you get it and don't worry about it. But today, if you look at what's going on in Brazil, man, Brazil got one of the heaviest death rates from the disease in the world. And that's because he didn't believe in shutting down the economy. Yeah, and then too, in certain places of Brazil, it's very hard because, you know, people are so packed together in certain areas. But he didn't try to shut anything down, man. He took it as a joke. And man, he, you know, people are angry at him. So, you know, there are two ways to look at it, you know. Maybe it might have been too extreme. You didn't have to close everything. I don't think some of these businesses, some of these restaurants, they probably could have stayed open, you know, and they had, if they just maybe had seating, you know, just spot seating, you know. So, yeah, some of the measures were probably taken to the extreme. Yeah, I could agree with that. But to ignore it like they did in Brazil, man, they got a huge problem now.
Wait a minute, Rashad.
Yeah.
So you say in Brazil, they're having a big COVID problem right now. You're saying?
Yeah. And they say that's because the president ignored the signs, you know, of what was taking place and the advice that, you know, people were giving him in terms of how to deal with it, you know.
Hmm.
Yeah,
now,
he didn't pay too much attention to it, you know.
All right. But last month they were talking about it was a big COVID thing in India, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
India got a huge problem, too.
Wait a minute. Okay, wait a minute. But a year ago, they was talking about it was a huge problem in the United States, right?
Yeah.
About a year ago. Here's my point. I was saying all the time, I was saying, you know, the newspapers, the media, TV, man, they had all these videos they had on TV. These people who had all this equipment on, they had masks on, they had suits on. You saw all these people in the in these intensive care rooms. And, you know, they showed us all types of caskets and stuff. And Ron Paul said, look, they ran 2.4 million ads or news stories about COVID. And Ron Paul was saying, this is a fake thing. They're using the media to scare the people. They use the newspapers, they use radio, they use TV, that's what people were saying. But I was saying, my sister caught something, they call it COVID, her daughter, my niece, my sister's granddaughter, an older lady who I've been knowing, 80-something years old, caught it. And I'm saying, brother, I don't know, that's what people are saying now about the things that we are told about COVID. I don't believe nothing they say, because all they got to do is use the media, radio, TV, film. That's what I've been saying from the beginning, and that's what's coming out right now to me. That's what's coming out right now.
Now, let me understand what you're saying when you say you don't believe anything they say about COVID in terms of
all they got to do is use the media. The powers that be, the people in the banking industry, the people who run things, who have a vested interest in closing down all these jobs, who have a vested interest in closing down things so assets will become cheap and they could buy these assets up pennies on a dollar, just like when they did in 2008 when they created this situation, and assets fell where they was buying assets penny on a dollar, and rich people like our treasury guy, Mnuchin, who just left out of the office, he was known as a person who went up and bought all these assets up pennies on a dollar, you know, pennies on a dollar, you know what I mean. So what they did, they created this big scare using the media and scared people. And then they threatened people by saying, well, if you stay open and if you spread COVID, you could be sued. Your business could be sued because they created such a paranoia by using the media. Then they told people, if you don't shut down voluntarily, you could be sued. So it made people say, oh, I don't want to be sued for giving COVID to anybody. So, brother, to me, alhamdulillah. As-salamu alaykum, brother Alsi. No, Muksi. Al-Muksi Muhammad. As-salamu alaykum, my brother.
Wa alaykum as-salam, and may Allah peace and blessing be upon both of y'all and all of you in the cube there, and it's good to hear you this morning. You know, after yesterday, alhamdulillah. So, thank Allah to be here sharing some time with y'all in this good life that comes from the Quran.
Yes,
that we're talking about how life is threatened on all kind of ways, or deans in our language. There's all kind of deans out there trying to enjoy the cycle of life that Allah has given it and given them. And, you know, but we are the ones who are responsible for the good life for all the things in creation, especially the animated world, using that language, and things who breathe and need oxygen and different things, and they move and they have different levels of thinking abilities, you know, called instinct and perception and blah, blah, blah. And we're responsible for all that. The Khalifa that's in us that is still a slave, you know, of our distraction that Shaitan keeps us all bundled up in, you know, and the free thinking, the free spirit, and all the definitions of freedom lies within the Khalifa. And it's not the Khalifa on that level because we so far got him so far buried, at least in the movement, at least in the movement, you know, see, cause the Muslim, you know, is just a human model of our awakening, you know, and we're letting people know that God has personally woke us up and gave us the opportunity to serve him and come into the reality of our creation that we call Shahada, you know. And that, but that responsibility of what we're talking about and what y'all talking about right now and everything like that is, you know, like you said, it's real knowledge. You know, it's real knowledge, but it's knowledge of a false reality, like Alvin is saying to a certain degree, and like we all say to a certain degree, because we all are trying to perfect, no doubt, in our belief in one God and his message of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the experience we had with having right in our face a human being raised from amongst us to bring clarity to us, to get back and calling us to the good life of this Holy Quran. Because we're in the final days, and everything that went full circle, you know, even this creation of the human being by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's time for us to move on. He's preparing us now for the final test of our will to stay focused and realize all we have to do is keep our eye on the Satan and his scheme and be close in our natural inclination to always choose Allah over whatever Shaitan is trying to whisper to us, and be aware of his imps, the human being who is impersonating his logic and his rationale to us, because Satan know we're all from one soul. We all have a natural response to come together. So all he tries to do is to keep us from coming together any way he can. And we know that years ago, Imam Muhammad told us that Satan was in his death throes. You know, see, we all seen different animals and different things or different things on TV. We know we're like any creature when it is in its death throes. It doesn't care what it does. It's fighting for survival. It's fighting for air to breathe. It's fighting for life to breathe, just like we experience with this virus. You know, this is just a creature, be it artificial or be a natural warning from Allah. Either way, both of them are warnings from Allah that this creature or this virus or this shaitan is doing anything and everything that he is permitted to do by Allah, by his creator, the same creator, ours, to keep us from choosing the good life that's in the Quran. And like we say all the time, he can only use the truth against us. You know, and he tries to develop, what was that movie by Arnold Schwarzenegger, the True Lies? You know, he tried to come up with a little bit of the truth, which we all understand that. You know, we know every lie got some truth in it. That's the only way anybody pay attention to it. But you're looking for, like some of the singers say in their business, you have to watch that hook. That hook is in it. See, when you know Satan down and send that lure out to you, like a lot of you says in the English translation, he will make a falsehood luring to you, and then he put that hook in you, you know, and pull you under his influence, his ideas, because we've become like we were before Allah sent us his mercy to Farad Muhammad and the army of Muhammad. You know, we were blind, deaf, and dumb to the truth, living every day, walking around like they was laughing at us, making mockery of us in the, 50s and 60s, by how the black man, using that terminology, or our heritage, what number of zombies and slaves, and sleepwalking people, and et cetera, et cetera. You know, and then like even in his death row nowadays, like I remember when Imam Muhammad used to say he used to like to watch that movie, The Living Dead, and that there was much guidance in that. You know, because we're showing how Shaitan is using integration now. All of a sudden, It ain't just a black man that he wants blind, deaf, and dumb. He done put other nationalities into the image. You know, again, to make us become domesticated and comfortable with being living dead. You know, and pursuing the life that's in the believers. You know, and trying to consume the life that into the believers. You know, because remember, these people love to infect us, you know, and suck the blood of the believers, using that image of the picture, for their survival. There's been quite a few movies out like that, you know, with that Smith guy, you know, when he was playing, he was in New York, and I forget what that one was about. But anyway, I'm saying the good life. There's a reason why, especially since we're talking about money, because a lot of people don't believe that money is the root of all evil. We don't believe that because so much false good is in it. But we fail to realize Allah says zakat. We have to establish that because it purifies not only our resources, but our intentions on how to use those resources. And we know in this society here of the United States of America, the most capitalistic, corrupt influence on the human family, and it's always been growing all along as we grow into the truth of Allah. So we had to be careful, especially those of us in our reality. We haven't established zakat. So a lot of things that we do have no filter on them to purify them toward becoming worship and a benefit to what we have to do is to establish in the good life according to the Quran and according to what the Quran has given us as a guidance, the model example of Prophet Muhammad, and all of this comes from Allah. So we have to be very mindful of how the pursuit of all these worldly things that we have to have. We got to have food, shelter, clothing, and transportation. But it's the purification of the zakat what makes it halal. And the control of it, which is a biha, makes it so that we know when someone is approaching and infringing upon what is halal, what is permissible. How they can come to that way. Yes, sir.
Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. Allah Akbar. Brother Rashad, you got 5 minutes. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, well, you know, the brother was right on it, you know, in terms of having a perspective based upon the Quran and the example of the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and judging events, you know, through that vision, which is a pure vision of Allah, of God, you know, as much as possible, you know, as much as possible. There are certain things, of course, that, you know, we on our level, we just can't really perceive, but God perceives it and understands it, and, you know, depending upon our level and degree of purity and understanding and sincerity, you know, then Allah opens up those secrets to us. Now, in terms of what we were talking about, the COVID thing and the proper perspective of it, surely the general press, you know, of course, is not to be trusted. The general press is not to be trusted, but to say that, you know, there's a huge conspiracy to use COVID and to shut down businesses in order for somebody to take over, you know, that may be some validity to that, but I think that because you have different states, man, you know, different governments, different governors, man, different people who run the governments in the states, you know, I don't think that there's a big conspiracy over everybody, you know. I mean, I can understand maybe if one person can, you know, might be corrupt and go along with something like that, you know, but to say that, man, this is a whole blanket conspiracy that every governor and everybody in the government, man, is going along with that same kind of conspiracy. I mean, to me personally, I don't think that, because it's really a serious problem. You had a lot of believers that passed away due to COVID, man, a lot of Muslims, you know. And if you look at what's going on in other countries, you know, such as India, Brazil, and other Mexico and South Central America, man, it is a problem. Man, you got, I mean, it is a serious problem. So I just can't say that everybody was just, you know, bought off or, you know, had money in mind, want to close these businesses up just so others can take them over and make a profit. I really think that, you know, you have people that do have human sentiment. You know, everybody's just not corrupt, man, because this thing, you had a lot of people dying. You had a lot of believers dying. And like I said, overseas, man, if you check the figures, if you read up on it, man, this thing is wreaking havoc. And other people in other countries closed down. Europe, Korea shut down. Japan shut down. China shut down. So, you know, you got to look at what the whole world was doing. The whole world shut down in order to stop it. So I can't just say that, you know, these people that shut down these businesses in America had a conspiracy of wanting to take them over and rip them off, because the nature of this pandemic caused a lot of people to shut down in different countries. So it would have to be a worldwide conspiracy. And I just don't think that, man. I really don't. I mean, I know that you can't trust, you know, certain things that people do in the government. I understand that. I understand, well, okay, you know, that people like that. But I just can't see everybody, the whole world, just being dumb and stupid and want to sell off their businesses. And no, man, it was a real problem. That's why they shut down, man. China did it. Korea did it. Spain, France, you know, Italy. All these industrial countries shut down. So, I mean, that's my thinking on it, you know.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Okay, give me my 5 minutes. Alhamdulillah. All right. Okay. Number one, people are going to die anyway. Every year, people die of the flu. They die of heart attack. They die of plane crashes. They die of automobile crashes. They die of a lot of ways. A lot of people was accusing the authorities to be with, you know, accusing everything. They said everything is COVID now. You know, if you go in a hospital and you got a bad heart, all of a sudden you died of COVID. You know what I mean? Whatever. It could be the diabetes. It could be cancer. If you went into a facility, all of a sudden you died of COVID. What they were doing, they was cooking the books. According to people like Ron Paul, and I believe him, you know, a lot of times, you know, I believe his guidance, you know, he was saying, hey, they're cooking the books. What they're doing, they're using the media. It's so easy to use the media, because a slogan in the media is you always lead with the bleed. You always, you know, like that gets people's attention. Whenever you have a news show or some type of show, you always says a person was robbed, or a person got run over by an automobile, or these children were shot. That gets the people's attention. So they say you always lead with the bleed. And, you know, they talk about, you know, COVID deaths. You know, so the media was really, really complicit in this. And also, you know, the powers to be, the bankers and stuff, they own a lot of these media. They own them. It's theirs. And so they set a policy down, and, you know, it's so easy to do, man. It's so easy to figure it out. It's so easy to do that, you know, they could say, hey, let's do more COVID coverage. Ron Paul said that they mentioned COVID or had COVID story 2.4 million times within a certain period. I forgot the period he talked about. So
he enumerated it. He put a number with it to show, because him and his people and his think tank, they said 2.4 million times. So what they were doing is scaring the hell out of the population. Scaring the hell. I mean, it's so easy to lie. That's what they said, a liar. I mean, the Shaitan is a liar, right? He's a liar. So, okay, you know, and then I wanted to say, okay, but anyway, alhamdulillah, that's my point. But, we still at it, but now there's a lot of stuff coming out about Fauci starting to come out. And they, you know, looking at his emails and looking at a whole lot of stuff he said and done. So he was the one in the driver's seat. So, alhamdulillah. Al-Mukhsi, alhamdulillah, but you got 5 minutes if you want to say something.
Yeah, I just want to continue to reiterate, you know, what you're saying, everything like that. Those are actual facts and stuff like that. But bottom line, when we see how, if the Muslims here in America, especially those who Allah has blessed to get a opportune chance to establish Deen al-Islam here in America without any side effects, without any tribalism and all the many things, racism and religion and everything, to have this opportunity to establish the best world, the best life, the safest life on this earth while we're giving Shaitan his respite. You know, but while Allah gives him his respite. See? And if we could just imagine the short time that Allah has blessed us here in the United States of America with Deen al-Islam, if we had embraced it, like he says in the Quran, wholeheartedly, and followed the leadership and the calling of Imam Warfi Muhammad, we will have less casualties in whatever happens in the world. You know, we would have less hardship, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Because Allah said, though you have to toil and struggle, eventually you'll find out that I make this easy for you. I make living the life of a believing Muslim and you striving towards your perfection of it being reestablished as the Khalifa on this earth as I sent you down here, you know, to resist and give at the same time, Shaitan is to fight the earth and protect yourself while this process go in on. But you have to do it with your own free will because Allah has a plan for us. And that plan ain't going to change. And when we get to the Jannah, inshallah, all indications in the book of guidance that Allah has given us in the whole Quran, you know, we will learn more of why he created us, why we are the best of creation, you know, from why we have taken the definition of servant, when we know Allah don't need no help, you know. But what is he planned to where in the translation of the Arabia, it's come down that we will be his servants, you know. So that's enough right there to make someone who understand and appreciate when they realize how they got here, why they here, how they didn't create themselves, that this creator has the ability to communicate with us and offer us a future outside of this world that we are in and responsible for. You know, so we have to be mindful of the enemy of that difficulty and tests that we will have to go through in order to find out, inshallah, if we believe, without a doubt, why we are the best of creation. Why are we given the opportunity to go to the Jannah? Because remember, there's going to be a lot of people who are not going to go to the Jannah. They're going to the hellfire. So Allah has also made it clear to us and each and every human being he has created that you have an option. With your physical time that I give you on this earth to establish a model, example for your children so they can keep the same model going all the way up to the model now of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If we'd have been establishing that, our insight, our vision, and all that Allah has intended for us to see as Khalifa, the nature of things, we will be able to protect ourselves just like in the hadith was the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when you have these type of things that are not explained except by studying the Quran and seeing what Allah has given us, the signs of what he is doing, so that we can stay safe. We can stay sincere in our worship to him and continue our work to establish Deen al-Islam on this earth, you know. So we are focused. Like, again, I said, the death throes of Shaitan, you know, it's very important to see that he'll do anything to keep us from establishing the good life, the safe life, free from disease life, the most free from everything. Just like I used to tell the people a long time ago when I used to talk to somebody and they asked me questions. I said, well, al-Islam is the best thing on this earth because we're all human beings and we all are not perfect. But we have less of everything of the influence of Shaitan on the human world because of the protection of the Quran and the life example of Prophet Muhammad. So those who become and develop sincerity, you will live your life in peace on here, just like Imam Muhammad told one time. He said, you can have Jannah here on earth. You have some of it anyway. Anytime you have peace, Allah is gracing you and blessing you with opportunity to reflect and reward you for your faith in him and what he has prescribed for you in his book, the Quran, in the life of Prophet Muhammad and the calling of Imam W.D. Muhammad. If we spend just as much time as we talk about the world and the activities of this world, failing to realize that one of the last messages that this world received was that we will be in this world but not of it. This is what their last reality and message from Almighty God Allah. And that there will be coming one after him and people after him that will be just like him. We will be in the world, but we will be not of it. You know, and that's why we're able to understand the nature of things and able to understand all the schemes of the Shaitan, because he's got to come outside this world to get the believer. He got to try to talk you into coming back across the line of your share of the dunya and get involved with his dunya that Allah's given him permission to use and operate in to test our loyalty, you know. So we have to stay within the perimeter of al-Islam, not Islam, but al-Islam. Stay in the perimeters of the five prayers, the pillars of faith, the articles of faith, etc., you know, and the examples of the many merciful examples Allah has given the world in history and in our future. Remember, we're just a few days out from our future. We're just a few 13, 14 years from a living future that we have with the Mu'eddin or the caller of faith to one God and his message, you know. And we are being bombarded by Shaitan every day to talk us back into coming willfully. Remember they talked about saying that we would be willful slaves, that we'll come back to slavery on our own, you know, we had to be mindful of that. You know, this being in engulfed by the world affairs, and just like Brother Suja always tells Ty, knowing that we've been told not to try to get involved with these people's affairs. That's not our job. Our job is to take care of our business, and hopefully they can learn from how the believers of the Quran and the good life that's in the Quran and the example of how to live it as a human being by the fact that they are connected to us by creation. We all come from one soul. If they really want to use their will to go toward peace and prosperity, there ain't nothing stopping them. Now, the only thing that is kind of stopping them is our slow progression toward progress and establishing Deen al-Islam. It's making it hard for them to believe, you know, against the opposition against them, like Allah tells you in the Quran. Allah said that he will throw everything at you to keep you from turning back to the guidance of the Quran, to the example of Prophet Muhammad. Every and anything, their daughters, anything that they can do to stop it. And those of us who, inshallah, through Allah's mercy, at least anyway, Allah has gave us comfort of feeling safe, that we have developed our faith in him, and we are trying to follow the example of Prophet Muhammad to where it's benefiting us to save our soul, and hopefully, inshallah, we can be an example to save our children's soul and grandchildren's soul, and that, so that people will begin to see a reality way out of their imprisonment, their slavery, their oppression of the schemes of the shaitan. See, we had to stay on it. So now Allah also gives us a relief in by letting us know. Everybody, according to how they pass away on this earth here, Allah has already given them some type of degree of concession if they lose their life fighting the shaitan. You know, like we said before, you know, he tells us how he visited, the angels will come and visit us in the grave and comfort us while we're in the grave waiting on the day of resurrection. You know, we got little sayings like, may Allah put a light in our grave. We show us. Now, even after we leave this world, we leave it right. Yeah, go ahead.
Subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Rashad, you got anything to say? Alhamdulillah, you do got 5 minutes.
Well,
I'd like to
thank you. Yeah,
go ahead.
The perspective of...
can I say this, Brother Rashad? It sounds
yeah.
like you're muffling
yeah.
your phone for me anyway. I can't hear you too good.
Oh, okay. How about now? Is this better?
Yeah, that's a whole lot better. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the perspective of the Holy Quran and the example of the Prophet, peace be upon him, like Brother was saying, like he was saying, is a proper perspective that we should have. As we are taught, this life is very short, you know. It's actually, the Quran says, it's deceptive, you know, very deceptive. You know, he used example as foliage, you know, that grows and then after a while it turns yellow, and then after a while it crumbles away, you know, and it just blows with the wind, you know. So the proper perspective of this life we have to have, and it's also a balance, because Allah tells us as well, do not neglect your portion. So we got to deal with it because, you know, it's a reality. We have children, family, you know, and they got to eat, and we have to provide food, clothing, and shelter for them. So we have to interact with the world, you know, and so it's a balance. But the perspective that we have of it, we don't just let it consume us, and we don't let it deceive us to give us away from the principles of Al-Islam. And then if we do, we human beings, a lot of times we fall, but Allah gives us the chance to get on back up, you know. And there's a hadith that says that if all of us were people that did not sin and we were righteous people, then he would have created the people that would sin just so that they could turn to him, you know, and seek his mercy, you know. So that perspective was there. But, yeah, the overall, you know, perspective, we have to look at things is, you know, from the Quran and from the example of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But in terms of this deceptive world and how it may use things like viruses, you know, to manipulate society and to manipulate the economics, that's very possible. That's very possible. And I don't doubt anything, because, you know, we see how wicked these people can be. You know, look at, they're talking about Black Wall Street, man. Look at that wickedness, man. That was some wicked stuff. And the syphilis experiments and other experiments that were done against African-American people, and the wanton murder, man. You had many, many towns burnt down. That was just one of the famous ones, but many black towns were burnt down. So it wouldn't shock me nor surprise me that these people would, you know, try and concoct scheme in order to economically gain some type of advantage. That's very possible. That's very possible. But I do say, based upon the world reaction of, you know, and based upon the health statistics
of different economies, I mean, of different societies, that this is, it is something to be very concerned about, and for people to close up and to try to save society, I don't necessarily think that, you know, it's due to some kind of big conspiracy, because if you look at Brazil didn't close up, and man, these people, I mean, they got a serious problem there. And the other industrial countries, like, you know, Japan and Korea, China, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, all these countries, they shut down. And I don't think people would really shut down the economy in order to destroy it, you know, destroy their own economy. They wouldn't just shut down like that unless that was a good reason for it. You know, I mean, everybody, you know, I can understand maybe one or two did it. I can say, okay, maybe something wrong with them. But if, yeah, all of these major economies, man, these people, they don't want to lose, you know, they don't want to destroy their own economy, man. And that's,
well,
you know.
Alhamdulillah. Okay. Well, let's keep up what's going on. Like you say, though, Allah says, "Waqtakifu matak Allah ta'ala kanta nasiba kamina dunya," meaning, yeah, seek the hereafter, but don't forget our share of this world, and don't forget what's happening in this world, and you know, don't forget the things that are happening in this world and our share of this world. We need to keep up. So I agree with you, Brother Rashad, on that too. You know, I was looking at Biden. I saw the clip on Democracy Now of Biden, you know, saying that, but I looked at a CNN thing, and so the people in Tulsa, the sisters and brothers in Tulsa, took him on a tour and really educated him to ask me what happened on that day, you know, in June of 1921. And so Biden came back, and he was kind of fired up in the talking about. So my question is, are these people really going to try to get some money to African Americans, get some type of reparations to African Americans, because Obama wasn't in favor. Obama is on record as not being in favor of reparations, but all of a sudden Biden, who was his vice president, is talking about, you know, that horrific time. And also, like, you know, they on Democracy Now, on Amy Goodman's show, she had this brother William Darity, who's kind of like the number one authority on reparations, in a case for reparations. You know, William Darity, Sandy, he called him Sandy Darity, you know, just like clarity, but it's with a D, Darity. And he was saying, yeah, he said that happened in Oklahoma, but it was over 100 terrorist attacks by these Caucasian mobs in order to terrorize us. And not only with that, with lynching, the lynching that they did, and the fact that we could go to court and not get a fair shake in the courthouse. And see, the thing is it's brought out, it's something that I knew all the time. It's called a lost cause. The lost cause movement was a movement in the southern part of the United States to whitewash slavery and Jim Crow and everything. And it was carried out by the Daughters of the Confederacy. I hope I get this right. And the Daughters of the Revolution. They were funded to go through out the South, edit the books, and censor the books that told the truth about you know, the horrors of slavery and lynching and Jim Crow. And so like Darity says in that little interview, he says, look, we've been living in a lie. We've been taught lies about what's happening in the South to us. And so this is why the American people have been getting lost. In other words, Darity says the history has been written by the losers. The South, the Confederacy, lost. And so those were traitors who took up arms against the United States of America. And then all of a sudden, the Daughters of the Revolution, Daughters of the Confederacy, helped to get these monuments all over the United States.
it was a school out here in Long Beach, California, out here in Long Beach, called the Robert E. Lee Elementary School. And they just changed that 2 years ago, Robert E. Lee. And they had statues of Jefferson Davis and Robert E. Lee. All of those Confederate traitors. Well, all that was done by the Daughters of the American Revolution and Daughters of the Confederacy. Because they got funded from somewhere. Somebody, some shaitan funded them. And whenever we stood up and during the civil rights, you know, it's a little document, it's a little clip, maybe about a 5-6 minute clip. It's done by, I forgot the name of this studio, but it really explains it right quick that during any time that our people advocated against our treatment, you know, like in Du Bois era, Du Bois was writing a lot. And then in the 60s, in the civil rights movement, in the 50s and 60s, they responded by putting up more monuments. Like during the 1950s and the 60s, when the civil rights movement was over, you could see on a chart how they put up more monuments right at the time that we was advocating. So they was fighting our righteous protest by establishing Confederate flags, statues, right at the same time. You can see this little clip. I'm going to find this little clip. I'll pass it along. But my point is, when Biden stood up and said that, in other words, it's a lot going on right now. They're having these meetings right now about reparations and stuff. So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you know, now he was one of the ones reparations because he said the government should give us a state, right? Or no, it was five. Was it five states, Rashad? Five states? Or was just
I don't
one
know
state?
How,
okay.
How many, but yeah, number
are you
states,
right,
yeah.
Are you all right there? Go ahead. Big pardon?
No. But yeah, you're right. I don't know exactly how many. Maybe five. I don't know. But yeah, but go ahead on. I think Brother Muhammad may want to comment.
Go ahead, Muhammad. You got 5 minutes if you want.
Allah always tells us, you know, the best amongst you is the one who remembers him and remembers the duty he has given us, us at all times, which keeps us free. Now, as far as to the share of the dunya thing, we have to not be naive, and we already understand that it's just that whatever is killing our strength and our love for this world here. You know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, to his mission by Allah's mission, inshallah, Allah, Allah. But he showed us what our share of the dunya was. It's just a share. It's just a share. And when you go after your share and then try to get competitive with these criminals, with these capitalistic, these greedy people, these envy people, and you start wanting the more of the world outside of your share, it's what's been dividing us for a long time now. You know, right now, all this money we make every year, it's by the fact that it came from the dunya more than what the share that Allah has intended for us and should have been interpreted by our scholars by now. You know, like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, by Allah's permission, inshallah, Allah, Allah. You know, showed us. You know, we want our own food. We want our Islamic food. We want our Islamic life. We not interested in compromising, fornicated, adulterated type relationship. Because remember now, even our people in this country up from slavery, they have had the same opportunity to serve Allah or serve one God, whatever their religious influence teaches them. And they have chosen to be Christian, Jew, Buddhist, Hindu, you know. But that does not deter us from our job. That's why we call it everybody. The Prophet experienced that same Salih alayhi wasalam when he was just gearing on the Quraysh. But he knew that sooner or later he had to tell the Quraysh, I can't waste my time on you. Imam Muhammad told us the same thing. Because this mission is for all human beings.
who wants to submit to their creator and know the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. And they come together, fi sabili Allah, under the guidance and the influence of what Allah has left us. And that's the Quran and the life example of Prophet Muhammad. You know, it's when we, with all this money we make every year, it all comes from the dunya. We all think we got to get it from the dunya, you know, because we never established our fair share. We never came together. You have to be a community. Like all these other communities here in the United States of America, they're doing things on a community, legal community level. They have taken pledges, allegiance, treaties with each other to pursue the same share of the dunya that they know they have coming to. And then turn it into a race of envy, jealousy, murder, rigged, whatever. But we are supposed to be satisfied with our share of the dunya called hilal, and protect it, propagate it, invite others to the good food, the good life, the pure water, the pure moral character of ourselves. You know, that's our job, inshallah, as we continue to be reawakened, inshallah, by Allah's mercy, because he still got his favor on us, inshallah. I do believe that. Because we are still trying to be innocent, while at the same time we are thinking that we are invisible like Shaitan and doing some of the hideous, evil things to each other to make each other hate each other when we're supposed to be one for brother and love for each other what we want for ourselves. We're going the opposite way with a split personality that we already in our leadership and in our own private talk that we got a problem. We got a mental problem. We can't make up our mind to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is in control of everything, but we are so confused at what Shaitan is offering us with the world and the things of our natural nature, you know, procreation, sex, happiness. He's using all those things against us to put us in a strain on our mental rationale that we can't follow what's in our hearts, which is the Quran, you know. So we have to understand that all comes about because we don't have a community of believers. That the whole world has no hard time finding out. They can look into America and say, who are the believers? Well, I know that community, Imam Wafdi Muhammad, was practicing the type of Islam that was in the Quran. They're trying to live it, not practice it. They're trying to live it. Yeah, we know there's other Islamic communities there in America, but they're living tribalism, culturalism, superiorism. Some of them think it's because they're light-skinned, even though they might be of another nationality. They want to be like the white man, too. They marrying his women. They marrying his lifestyle. Have y'all really been? I don't know anything about these iPhones and everything, but I know when I try to listen to my jazz on this iPhone, I am seeing more and more and more people of Arab descent dancing, getting closer to being, thinking they're a white woman. They begin to try to seduce us indirectly as an imp of the Shaitan, even though they claim that they're Muslims. They doing all kind of dancing, on interrupting my music, you know. So I'm just trying to show you that Allah has already made provisions for us. You know, one is that we be a community. And then when you get a community, get your share of the dunya, you control it, you defend it. That's your halal food, your halal lifestyle, your halal moral. And don't be worried about these people and their perversion. You know what they are. Now, even the African-American or blacks or whatever you want to call our brothers who have willfully chosen to stay Christian, Jew, Buddhist, Hindu, or dope addicts or whatever in the street, they not dumb. They done have 45 years here in the United States of America under the leadership of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam W.D. Muhammad and ourselves, even us. They know, and have made their choice. You know, they have made the choice, and they are part of the dictation of Shaitan to tell us how to be a Muslim in America. How do we don't need to come together? Do you realize that we in our structure that we operate in, our leadership has agreed to be a nominated, not to be a community. They want to be individual masses and with their people. And if they want to help you, they help you. If they don't want to help you, they won't help you. There's no Quranic obligation. There's no model of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam obligation. And we already see how they have discharged their obligation to Imam W. Muhammad when he was alive, and they're still doing it if we rehearse his books and things and try to re-grip ourselves for the good life of what he brought to us by Allah's permission in the Holy Quran. And in this hour, this could be the last hour. So we keep failing to realize that. We're living in the last, y'all said day, we know we've been talking day for what, 10, 15 years? The last day of religion? We might be in the final hour. You know? And we know that it's been emphasized that 1,000 years like a day to a lot. We could be in the final hour, the 12th hour. You hear they've been talking about it and they've made movies of it and all kind of stuff. Those are messages from Allah. The letters and warnings and keep us aware that he is watching us closer than our jugular vein. You may fool each other, but you can't fool Allah. Allah is letting us know that every day. Listen how we don't believe in each other and we don't want to make a commitment to each other for the good life. That's in the Quran. We talk a lot of good stuff, but we got to be aware of that hook that it is. Like Imam Muhammad warned, he said, don't be duplicators, don't be replicators of this world for the money. It will make a hypocrite out of you. It'll make you say one thing and mean another. And just because you're a Muslim and you took the Shahada doesn't mean that you're a Muslim. It will do you like it's done all these artificial religions. And at the time when Allah, in his own wisdom, didn't protect the Bible, didn't protect the Quran, didn't protect the Psalms and the Torah for his own reason. Allah, he best knows. But he's protecting the Quran. And he's going to get the Quran the power to correct the other books, and they come up on each other. Not the people, the book. So we have to be mindful. This could be the final hour.
SubhanAllah.
You know, yes, sir.
Alhamdulillah. So large, but we only got about 4 more minutes. Alhamdulillah. But good teaching, good preaching. Inshallah. I'll be here tomorrow. We'll be here tomorrow.
Inshallah.
Yesterday, inshallah. Yesterday, I just was so tired because what was happening, I wasn't really watching what I was doing, and I was getting up early. I had to make the prayer here by 4:45. My alarm go off at 4:45. I make the prayer so I wouldn't have to interrupt the show in order to make the prayer. But I make it as soon as it come in.
Okay, well,
and,
let me say this right fast. That's why Rashad is supposed to be your co-host. You're supposed to call him and tell him I can't make it. You're supposed to call him and tell him he can't make it. You could have called me, which I would have held in until somehow or another I said, well, I'll hold it. You just get a hold of Rashad and tell him to come on in.
Uh-huh.
You know, so follow the protocol of the business mind that you know you already got.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Call in the next time. Don't make the people wonder what's wrong with the good life of the Holy Crown Hour. You know, just don't let Satan make us put suspicion on ourselves and our intentions.
Okay, I'll pray to be too. Well, that's a good thought. What was happening, though, as I was going to sleep at school, I'd be tutoring this kid, and all of a sudden I just closed my eyes for a second, bro, and I'd be out, you know.
Not in front of the kids.
Brother, you know, yeah, you're right. So I know I had to, kind of like me think like my schedule and see what I was going to do. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, you're right. So,
because that's scary. If you show us that you don't think we got your back, you should realize how that make us feel.
Right. So, yes, because like I said, it's for something here. And it's not only just the sleep, it's medication too. You know, I got, you know, blood pressure problems. So, and I'd been complaining to my doctor. I said, hey, this stuff might be kind of heavy here. But anyway, all praises be to Allah. I love God. And, you know, and he knows our intentions. He knows what
right.
You know, how he's going to help us. So, you know, the as they say, the show must go on. And
that's right.
I got my jumpsuit in the mail. It's a costume jumpsuit. It isn't anything that I would want to actually wear because if I sit down on it too long, it'd probably be because it's really a costume. It cost me $80-something, but it kind of shows me how these flight suits look and everything. So I want to call Shuja and I want to show these tailors, you know, if they can reproduce it. Oh, you was in the military, Brother Al-Muksi, so the stuff that you got is made out of really good, strong cotton and stuff, huh? Like those army outfits and stuff. Of course, that'd be
whatever material you want. All you have to do is explain that, send the measurement and a picture of the measurement, so that I can negotiate with the manufacturer. The manufacturer is in Pakistan, so they'll make anything that you want. The brother used to sell the shirts up in New Jersey. I forget what his name is. You know, Shakir, I think, used to sell clothes. We've done some clothes for him. We made clothes for the sisters in Mosque Cares. I still have some here, you know. Mosque Cares clothes that Imam Muhammad had brought, you know, suits for the sisters there and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, you never really went into your history with the CPC and stuff, alhamdulillah. And that's important. That's important stuff. Maybe at some point you might want to give us a little talk on your history with the CPC, because I got a website right now called Stand Up for CPC, because I couldn't get the people on Blog Talk Radio talking about it enough.
Right.
You know, have a website. It's kind of down right now, but it's called StandUpForCPC.com. And
well, all you have to do is call the people involved and get a hold of Ezekiel Pasha in New York. You know, get a hold of David Hassan. Because they were the people really not really involved with CPC along with Rafa Muhammad. You know, they're still mm-hmm. active. I talk to Rafa about once a month. I talk to him all the time. You know, and these are the people along with Imam Beya. I'm gonna see you on there. I think Imam. No, Imam, the brother you talked to in South Carolina. See, we were all the first 22 people. We had the first CPC meeting in North Carolina with Imam Muhammad when we actually put it on paper. And there was 22 imams from across the country came to that meeting, you know, and we established, we paid a meeting fee so that Imam Muhammad would have capital to start off with. I think the first time we all met, we gathered up $7,000 and gave it to Imam Ben. You know, that's
okay.
When we got the shave button.
Look,
that's when we got the shave button.
Okay, I'm getting I think I'm getting some type of message or threat from Blog Talk Radio. So,
yeah, you are. Yeah, I'm going
to make them. Okay. Walaikum assalam. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin ar-rahmanir rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim.
Thank you, and you as well. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.